ओम अज्ञानतमिनांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. माय डियर बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस ग्रेट संकीर्तन मोमेंट. This Sankirtan movement is recommended for self-realization in this age. This age is called, according to Vedic understanding, it is called Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and dissension. This age. So, besides that, there are many other symptoms of this age. They are described in the Vedic literature and they are coming exactly true. That is picture. So, the summary of this age is described that in these days, the duration of life is very small. Prayana alpayayusa kalau vastu indivijana. Everyone, we are decreasing our duration of life. You know, everyone of you, your forefathers, your grandfathers, live for at least 100 years. I have seen my grandmother. She died at the age of 96 years. My father died at the age of 84 years. So, I do not know how long I shall be. I am now 73, maybe a few years more. But actually, the duration of life gradually decreases. This is the symptom of this age, pressing. And it is said that at the end of this millennium, there is somebody lives from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as very old man. So, memory is in decreasing also. People's sentiment for being good to others or to become merciful, that is also decreasing. Strength is decreasing. Status is decreasing. So, this is one side. Another side, manya sumannamatayu. Mando bhagya. One side, they are decreasing so many nice things. Another side, they are very slow for self-realization. Practically, they have no intellect. This human form of life is meant for self-realization. This life is not meant for working hard like cats and dogs and all for sense gratification. No, this life is not meant for that purpose. We have got developed consciousness, intelligence. We should ask, what is this life? The Bhagavad says, parabhavastavat abodhajat. We are ignorant. We are born ignorant. And we are doing so many things, activities. We are engaged. But we should see whether we are gaining or losing, whether we are conquering or we are being defeated. That should be our business to see. So, how to test this? The Bhagavad says, so long you do not come to the platform of understanding yourself, Whatever you are doing, it is simply deceit. Zero. Zero has no value. See, if you go on adding zero, 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 zero million times, the value is zero. But if there is zero and cook on the left side one, it becomes immediately ten. Therefore, according to everyone reasonable man can understand that what I am doing, what I am doing. In your country especially, I see there is so much frustration among the young staff. They are finding that this is zero. Somewhere or other they are trying to realize that this part of life is zero. Actually, human life is simply increasing the demands of our senses. These activities are zero. Parabhava, defeating. Javanna jitna satyasupatta. When a human being, as long as a human being does not inquire what I am, why I am suffering, I do not wish to die, why death is forced upon me, I do not want to be diseased, why disease is forced upon me, I do not want to become old, why I become old, I do not wish to die, why? These things are very important questions. That is called Atmatatya, self-realization. Human life is meant for this purpose, inquiring self-realization. And if we do not inquire, then we are no better than animals. Animals have no power to inquire about itself. He is simply dealing with the problems of the body, eating, sleeping, making and defending. Similarly, a human body is also engaged simply for eating, sleeping, making and defending. That is not very good civilization. That is not at all human civilization. Human civilization is meant for understanding oneself, what I am. And that's the point. So, Bhagavad says, if we do not come to that point of understanding myself, then whatever I am doing or acting, this is simply deceit or simply waste of time. At the same time, there is warning that we should not waste even a single moment of our life. Please try to understand this basic instruction. How nice it is. There is a great politician of the name Chanakya Pandit. You are Prime Minister of Emperor Chandragupta, a contemporary to the reign of Alexander the Great in Greece. So he was Prime Minister of that Emperor Chandragupta, and he had many moral instructions social instructions. In one of his verses, he says that Ayubat Samayopopi Nalakya Sarnapodi Hi. Ayubha of your duration of life. Suppose you are 20 years old. Today is 19th May and there was 4 years. Now, of this time, 4 years
20th May 1969,
born. You can never get it back, even if you have prepared to pay millions of dollars.
Just try to understand.
Similarly, even a moment of your life is wasted for nothing, simply in the matter of self-gratification, eating, sleeping, making and depending, then you do not know the value of your life. You cannot get back even a moment of your life by paying millions of dollars. Just try to understand how much valuable is your life. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is to let people know how much valuable life is and utilize in that. Our movement is Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Everyone become happy. Not only human society, even animal society. We want to see everyone happy. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is practical. It is not dream. You can become happy. Don't be disappointed. Don't be confused. Your life has value. In this life you can realize your eternal life, eternal blissful life of knowledge. It is possible. It is not impossible. So we are simply transmitting this message to the world that your life is very valuable. Don't waste it like, just like cats and dogs. Try to utilize it fully. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. We have published Bhagavad Gita as it is. Try to read it. In that Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, it is said, Janma karma divyam yojana tisattva. It simply tries to understand what is Krishna, what is his business, what is his life, what does he lead, what does he do. Janma karma. Janma means appearance and disappearance. Karma means activity. Divyam, transcendental. Janma karma me divyam. You janati tatvata. One who knows the appearance and activities of Krishna in fact, in truth, not by sentiment, but by scientific study, then the result is tattādeham punarjanma naiti māniti kaunte. Simply by understanding Krishna, he will no more have to come back to this miserable condition of material existence. This is fact. Even in your life, in this life, you will understand. You will be happy. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is no religious movement or any sectarian movement. This movement is to see everyone, every human being, not only human being, even the animals, everyone being happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. And the process is very simple. Very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. That we have already seen. This chanting is not at all difficult. Anyone, even a child who was sitting here, he was just trying to clap and understand. It is immediately appealing because this vibration is from the platform of the soul. Try to understand that we have got different platforms of our life. In the beginning we understand that this body and this body. Therefore, so long the bodily concept of life is there,
we are interested in sense gratification, because body means the sense. And when we fail to achieve any gratification by indulging in the sense, then we become philosophers or thoughtful. That is the mental platform. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha paramana. Because these senses are centered round by of the mind. Mind is practically the controller of the sense. So when you fail to achieve a real pleasure from the senses, we go to the mental platform. Poetry, philosophy, similar songs. But you have to transcend even the mental platform, that is the intellectual platform. Above that intellectual platform, your soul is there. So you have to immediately come to the platform of soul and you will be there. That is the program of Krishna Pada. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasojati Nakanti Samat Sarveshu Hutesu Madhavati Labhate Para. These are very scientific facts. You have to simply, you are all students. That's what I placed before you. I teach you. Try to understand the problems of life. What is your body? What is your mind? What is your intelligence? What is how we are soul? Spirit soul. So when you come to this platform of spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma. Don't be misled that you are this body, you are this mind, you are this intelligence. You are spirit soul, Brahma. So, Bhagavad Gita informs, when one comes to the platform of Brahma understanding, aham brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta. This is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means a realization of oneself as Brahma. At the present moment, our realization is that I am this body. And because this body is produced in a certain country or a certain place or a certain society, therefore I am identifying my body as American or this or that. These are all designations. When you actually come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta platform, and in that platform only, you can become joyful. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as you come to that platform of self-realization, then you will be joyful in. And you are seeking after that joyfulness, that pleasure. Because by nature you are joyful. By means it is your nature. That's why a diseased man. That diseased condition is not his nature. Healthy condition is his nature. Therefore, he's trying to be healthy. Every diseased man is trying how to get health, how to get health. Similarly, these positions, this present consciousness of material existence is full of threefold needs. It takes very long time to explain each and every word, but I tell you in summary, this life is subjected to three kinds of needs. All of either bodily, mental, or some misery inflicted by other living entities or by nature, so many. At least one or two, we must be undergoing subjugation of some kind of misery. But if you become secreted in your spiritual platform of life, Brahma Bhuta, you immediately become joyful, prasannatma. Brahma Bhuta prasannatma. And how one becomes prasannatma? What are the symptoms? The symptoms are also stated, no sushuti, no hands. He has no more any demand for satisfying the senses, neither he has any lamentation for any loss. This is prasannatma, joyful. That joyfulness is your inherent quality as Brahma, as soul. Anandamaya Abhyasa. You have heard the Vedanta Sutra. In that Vedanta Sutra, you find these sutras, these codes are there. Anandamaya Abhyasa, Brahma. The Vedanta Sutra begins. Athata Brahma Jignasa. This life, this human form of life, is now meant for inquiring about Brahma. What is that Brahma? That is immediately answered. Janmadasajata. Brahma is the supreme source from where everything emanates, or everything is born. So, the Vedanta Sutra, and that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you are student, you should take advantage of this great literature. Don't remain in darkness. Tamasi ma, jyotirgama. The Vedas informs you, don't remain in darkness. But come to the light. That is your business. Asato ma, sadhamo. Don't remain in the non-permanent situation. This body is non-permanent situation. You are thinking, oh, you have got this nice body, American body, you have got so much appliances. What you have to learn about Vedanta, you have very much time. But try to understand that how long you shall remain American. It is all right. You have got this nice body, beautiful body, you have got appliances, your country is very nice. But as soon as you change your body, that change of body is going on. Try to understand. You are a child. When you were born out of the womb of your mother, or in the womb of the mother, your body was so small, just like a pea. It has developed. And when it is fully developed, you come out, you have come out. You are developing. Developing means changing. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehi rakshin yathadehi kaumara yovanam jara tathadeham sarangkhati jirasattan namahiyati. As you are changing your body, even in this present life, you remember that you are a child, you are a boy. I remember I was a child, I was a baby. I still remember in my babyhood I was lying down on my eldest sister's lap. She was weeping. I can still remember. So we can remember our childhood, our boyhood, our youthhood. But I am the same. The body is changing. It is a fact. Similarly, when these bodies ultimately left or changed, I am accepting another body. That is a fact. This is called transmigration of the soul. As we are changing our dress, similarly we are changing our body. And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of body. So, our present moment, our business is simply to change body, change body. So we do not know what kind of body I am going to take next. There is a vast chance about it. So one should know, one should prepare. Just like you are preparing yourself by education to be well situated in your future life, in this life. Similarly, you should prepare yourself to get the best body in your next life. What is that best body? That is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Māmukaitya-pauntya dukkhāvayam vakāsatam nāpunvanti mahātmāna saṃsiddhīṁ paramāṅgataḥ. The highest perfection of life is to come back to me. And you get this spiritual body, eternal body, blissful life, full of pleasure, dancing Krishna. Māmukaitya,
dukkha, no, without any misery, dukkha. That is the highest sanasiddhi paramangata. That is the highest perfection of life. You are trying to go to the moon planet, you are trying to go to the sun planet, or you can go any other planet, there are millions of planets. And the highest planet is called Brahmaloka. And modern scientists say that to reach to the highest planet in this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. So even if you go there, Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Abrahma Bhuvanan Lokan Punaravartina Arjuna, anywhere you go, in any planet you go, these four conditions of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease, they are existing everywhere. Madhagatyanani Vartante, Jadagatyanani Vartante, Tadjyana Paramam. But if one goes to that planet, Krishna planet, then he hasn't got to come back again. He gets eternal life, peaceful life, simply joyful life. So our proposal is that in this life we have got this opportunity. Informations are there, decisive methods are there, great advantage. Fully utilize your valuable life by changing simply your ordinary consciousness to Krishna consciousness. The greatest home offered to the human society by Krishna consciousness movement. If you take advantage of it, then service is in our hands, then you become happy. It is not a mental concoction. It is very authorized. It is accepted by great scholars and acharyas. Perhaps some of you know that there are great acharyas like Sankaracharya, Ramanuja, Acharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, those who practically guided the whole destiny of India's civilization. Even Lord Buddha, he was Indian. But all of them accepted these authorized scriptures. Don't try to manufacture. There are so many things in store in basic knowledge. And they are all summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand. It is not very expensive or very difficult. But you have to understand it with full breath, then your life will be successful. So our Krishna consciousness movement means to preach the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it. Not to interpret it in a nonsensical way and mislead the people. We don't try to mislead the people, begin, without any charge and without any cost. And without any loss in your heart. But give a try. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Simple thing. Just chant Hare Krishna. These 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You practice it. You chant anywhere you like. Either in your home or anywhere. There is no restriction. There is no hard and fast rules and regulation for chanting. And anyone can chant. You see, all of us, you also chanted just a few minutes ago. You chanted. It is not difficult. Give it a try. That is all. We request you. Most humbly, that is, take these 16 words, you chant, and your heart will be clean of all that is. See the Dharpana Mahajan. Every dirty thing. Lord, we do not know how long we are changing birth. 900,000 species of birds in the water and 2 million species of live as plants and leaves and trees and so many life as reptiles and cats and horses and so many. Now we have come to this by evolutionary process. the civilized form of life, human form of life, very beautiful form of life. Why should waste this life? Again go to the cycle of changing, birth after birth. Janma mukti jarabhya vidupu dosana darsana. The intelligent man should understand, try to understand how much miserable it is to undergo birth and death and disease and old age. Don't be carried away by saying you are intelligent, boys and girls, born in a rich family and rich nation. Just try to utilize. Then it will be finishing touch to your country. Your country is advanced in so many ways. You have no poverty. You are advanced in so many ways. Take this Krishna consciousness moment. Your country will be perfect. Actual leader of the whole world. I have come to a country with this purpose, that even American boys and girls should accept this Krishna consciousness moment. It will be good for them and good for the world. So try to understand this Krishna consciousness moment. It is very easy. It is not difficult, but it is sublime. It is the most sublime moment. It can solve all the problems of the world. That we are sure. So, I do not wish to take much of the time. The Saman Sarukhan Sapar movement I have explained to you, and these miles are also there if you want to inquire. We are prepared to answer your inquiries. But we request you, please take seriously about this movement and you will be happy. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Thank you.